This is Colorado Public Radio News and KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. Starting tomorrow, unvaccinated Coloradans can expect a phone call from the state about scheduling COVID shots. This is part of Colorado's final push to meet President Biden's goal of getting at least one vaccine dose into 70% of the U.S. population by July 4th. As of Thursday, about 55% of Coloradans had received at least one dose. Nearly half are fully vaccinated. As a heat wave continues to sweep through western Colorado, volunteers in Grand Junction are collecting and giving out supplies for the city's homeless population. Brenda Case is with a group called Grand Junction Mutual Aid. She says people without shelter are extremely vulnerable right now.
We all think about it when it's 20 degrees below outside that we need to protect people, but we don't think about it when it's boiling hot.
Case says there's a collection box at Grand Junction's Unitarian Universalist Church where people can drop off things like sunscreen, water bottles, and bandanas. And a new study says women at Fort Carson in Colorado Springs are more likely to be sexually assaulted or harassed than at other Army bases. The report by the RAND Corporation says women at bases in Texas, Kansas, and Kentucky are also at a higher risk than at the other Army posts. Researchers say assaults and harassment happen more often at bases that have combat units and less often at ones with more civilian workers. And from downtown Denver, you're listening to CPR.